If you have a business, it's sometimes good to have a goyish partner, even though you did it in Gemara, you shouldn't have a goyish partner. But nowadays, already from the time of the Rishonim, we're leaving without that. It's had a shame if the business, for whatever reason, needs to be open on Shabbos. There are ways of doing it with a goyish shutif. One should not do it on his own, because he may do it wrong and then he's stuck. He had a competent rabbi who was a Yerushalayim, not just looking for terim, and he said it properly. One is allowed to give his money to an investment company or an individual that invests the money for him, even if that person is a goy, and he may do put the money into investments on Shabbos. But since you're just giving him the free hand to do the job for you, and he can do whatever he wants, that is acceptable. Same thing to have somebody sell things for you on the open market. The person has a store, he can't have going working in the store, because we have the problem of, even if they're getting paid by the job, it's a problem with Marathon.